Another story that that we saw that also involving this large-scale genome sequencing, but not in humans, but in fishies. What's this one?
Yeah, I like this. This is about sticklebacks and how they've evolved. And they were actually looking at how the different species evolved to adapt in the same sort of way. And it's a sort of convergent evolution thing. So they haven't all come from one common stickleback ancestor. They've all adapted similar genes in similar ways, but independently, which is really cool.
So there's like 21 different species, different sticklebacks that they've sampled from different lakes around the world. That obviously they are separate, they're separated by geography. But yeah, they found that the genes have changed in the same way to help the sticklebacks adapt. I thought that was a really nice example that tells you about how evolutionary processes might work. And there was quite a sad thing I saw as well.
Yeah, at the end they were saying that some of the sticklebacks they were studying from a place called Bear Paw Lake are actually being threatened by some big pikes that are coming in, which are invasive predictors. And I mean, you know, you might think, oh, it'll be fine. They can re-evolve themselves. But we know that that's not true. And every species is individual and unique. So, yeah, a bit of a sad end to that.
You can't evolve if they've all been ate.